Welcome to the Degenerate Nation podcast.
Hello.
Hi. We're very excited to be here.
We're very excited to have you here.
Yeah. This is the day after the Back to the Future Day.
Yeah, so the movie Back to the Future has...
Back to Future 2.
Back to the Future has officially 100% happened in the past. The entire series, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, how long was he? Was he in the future for a couple of days?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't watched it in a bit, but...
So technically, we're still living in the moment of the Back to the Future Day on October 22nd, 2015.
I feel like we're living in the 1985 alternate and that future, like that future 2015. I saw an article comparing Biff to Trump.
Was it all about the hair?
Yeah.
It was 80% hair related?
Yeah, man. So I just feel like nothing came true except for...
Well... A few things came true in a couple different ways.
Like what?
It had the Cubs playing the Mets.
No, they were playing the Florida team. It was like, Cubs win World Series, and then, no, they just got swept.
Just got swept, yeah.
And 8-year-old me is heartbroken.
8-year-old you is heartbroken.
25-year-old me would be like, broken glass. cursing.
25-year-old me just doesn't care about the Mets.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Cubs.
So the giving up the Cubs was like the first healthy decision I made in my entire life. This one's like, I'm going to go to school because my dad went to this one school. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to, everything I do is related to this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a Cubs fan. You can't tell me they're going to suck forever. And I'm like, no, they can suck forever.
They can suck forever.
I almost moved to Chicago because I like their pro sports teams.
Well, at least the Cubs made it to the playoffs, which is more than I can say for my favorite baseball team.
Which is the Nats?
The Nationals.
They're never going to win a World Series, just so you know.
Yeah, it's like 100% guaranteed.
Go because you like being outside.
That's why I go. I don't care about the team itself. I just enjoy the company.
Yeah.
And like $6 hot dogs.
Mm. Shout out to those $6 hot dogs.
Shout out to $6 hot dogs, Hebrew National.
So what exists in this alternate 1985 future 2015?
In our 2015 or in their 2015?
Well, first of all, that movie is a documentary. Those films are documentaries.
Those films are documentaries?
Yeah.
About time travel?
No, they're just
documentaries. About dystopian futures?
Yeah.
And dystopian futures that come to life?
Okay, it's part Back to the Future 2 is part documentary and part fantasy. The fantasy is when things work out, when you can change anything.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is a dystopian 1985, because that's real.
Because that's how it happens.
Yeah, and then taking that future forward to 2015, mm-hmm. I think is like okay. The first reality where his kid's a fuck up loser, and he doesn't become a rock star because
he gets into a car accident.
He gets into a Rolls Royce. His needles, McFly. What's the matter? You chicken? And they're like most people are chicken. And so. They're like, no, I'm not, and he ruins his life.
Yeah.
He gets hit by a Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah, hits by Royce.
So I think that happens a lot to people.
People get hit by Rolls Royce.
So that's a realistic one, but the dystopian one I think is even more realistic.
The dystopian one.
Yeah, because Biff, you know, it's like insider trading, basically. Mm-hmm. He had the race sports almanac, so he figured out how to get rich.
By betting like millions of dollars on horse races.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he buy political office with it as well?
I think I haven't seen the movie in a really long time, but I'm pretty sure he rises to power.
Yeah, Biffco,
something crazy where he rises to power. I guess it's a tale, some false tale against capitalism or really against insider trading and future prediction.
I really think the dystopian future is the one to go with.
The dystopian future is that's your favorite alternative universe.
Yeah, and I. We were reading some headlines today, and in this dystopian...
We're living in the dystopian future.
Yeah, we are living... I am living in the dystopian future.
Based on these headlines.
Predicted in 1985. Yeah. So, a woman made threats against her neighbor, some kids, that they looked delicious.
Yeah.
Just because they were making too much noise.
Was it the noise thing?
And left stuff on her porch, like a kickball on her porch or something. It's not like they took a shit on the porch. Imagine what she would have done if they took a shit on her porch.
I'm thankful those children weren't taking shits on
they'd be dead.
On their neighbor's porch.
They'd be dead.
She would have
eaten.
Probably actually eaten them.
Yeah.
She would have killed and eaten them, Hansel and Gretel style.
Yeah. Instead, it ended up like just one of those New Year's resolutions. Like, I'm going to kill and get a kid this year, and then you just don't.
I'm just thankful that the neighborhood I spent the majority of my childhood in was had other children, so the neighbors who didn't have children were pretty accepting of our terrible ways.
Yeah.
I remember we used to do campouts in our backyard, and we had this neighbor who we never saw, so we convinced ourselves that he was either Batman or a vampire. And as children, we it was around Halloween time, around this time of year. It was fall. We were camping out. We pitched this tent in the backyard.
Pitched tent.
Yeah, we were pitching some tents. Yeah, much unlike the tents I pitched myself today.
I haven't pitched a tent in like 3 weeks.
I haven't pitched a tent since like 3 minutes before you got here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pitching tents, man.
Is this still up? Nope.
Nope. Tent is fully been I pinched the pitch.
It looks pretty regressed there.
Stop looking at my penis. I pinched the pitch.
Okay, I'll stop looking at your penis when it stops being so
highly
pretty.
But we convinced ourselves this guy was a vampire. So our way of dealing was this. We had like a little rock garden, like a little zen garden in our backyard.
Nice.
We picked up the rocks and threw them at his house. And there was a hefty pile of probably about 40 to 50 rocks that we had chucked at the siding on this guy's house from the safety of our like backyard fence, fenced in tent area.
Oh my god!
And I think he told our parents about it, and he was like, "Hey, like no big deal, but I think your kids were throwing rocks at my house.
No big deal, but he shattered all of my windows, and I'm gonna kill him and eat him."
Or there was like one woman who we used to hop the fence to her yard because we would get throw footballs over, kickballs over, and she would never answer the door when we knocked, so we just took it upon ourselves. Yeah, fucking bitch. So we took it upon ourselves to just hop the fence to her backyard, like probably daily.
Yeah.
Probably daily and to shit get in these her lawn. Balls. It was her own fault for having a privacy fence. Yeah, we wouldn't shit in her lawn. No, we left
what was
the dog.
Was the privacy fence to keep out the unwanted, the untouchables?
Keep out. I guess we were the untouchables as children. She wanted to enjoy her backyard without the annoyance of like future generations.
What do you think she did in her backyard?
Probably held orgies.
Backyard orgies?
Probably held a backyard
orgy. You know, in addition to barbecues, I've not received a backyard orgy invitation.
You're just in the wrong circles.
I know. What circles do I need to be in?
You need to make a FetLife account.
Oh, yeah?
Make a FetLife account and get onto the backyard orgy circle to group message there.
All right. Rapid fire. Fetishes. Go.
BDSM. But just the B. Just the B. And I can't be the one being tied. I have to be doing the bonding. But not the actual sex part of it. I just want to tie somebody up and watch them struggle. And then I leave with them still tied up. It's really Saw-esque of me. Like all right. Saw.
Masturbating to a very large man with a lisp, a speech impediment, reading the Boxcar Children set.
That's like a good
complete,
set, though.
Yeah, the complete Boxcar Children.
And you can't finish until he finishes the last
yeah,
one.
All of them.
There's a lot of books.
Yeah.
There's a lot. That's gonna be a long, prolonged orgasm.
Oh, absolutely. Like a pig's orgasm is 30 minutes.
Is that true?
Mine's every 30 days.
Wait, they orgasm every 30 minutes? Or
no, like
for 30 minutes?
Apparently when a pig beats off, or I don't think they masturbate.
When they ejaculate.
Oh, the next fetish is masturbating pigs.
Masturbating
pigs. No, when they finish, it apparently can last like up to 30 minutes, like their orgasm. The actual
That explains the women I sleep with, because I must sleep with all pigs, because they have 30-minute orgasms. Hey! Oh. Hey!
All right, yeah. what's your next fetish?
I like to watch girls eat Cheerios.
That's it?
Yeah, but not Honey Nut Cheerios, just a regular Cheerios.
I like
to sit in the pantry and masturbate while they slurp up the milk in the Cheerio
and make
bowl.
Monkey noises.
Yeah, I can't finish until every Cheerio's been eaten. The entire box, though. Like, the first bowl's not going to cut it. It has to be the entire box.
Well, I have a similar one, but it's the old men eating Apple Jacks without the milk.
With no milk? Oh, milkless Apple Jacks.
Yeah. And I'm not masturbating, I'm just encouraging them. There you go, get it all.
Get it all, slurp it all up.
Yeah, are you getting all your protein?
You're getting the apple, you gotta have a healthy heart with these Apple Jacks.
Can you taste the Jacks?
Can you, yeah.
Howard, Howard, can you taste the Jacks?
I need you to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the
I can taste all the Jacks.
Howard, I need you to eat the apples so I can have my Jacks later.
Well, all right, next.
Next fetish. Sandpaper.
In what regards?
No, just sandpaper. There's no pictures of sandpaper, the noise of it, using it as lubricant, sandpaper lubricant.
Mine is taking steel wool to a life-size, like, cardboard cutout, like, anatomically correct of Tony Danza.
Of Pope Francis.
Pope Francis is watching.
Like, Pope Francis.
So there's a Pope Francis, like, Danza action figure.
Yeah.
And I'm steel wooling the genitals of a Tony Danza.
Mm-hmm. You're the boss, Tony!
And the best.
You're the boss! You're the boss, Tony! It's you!
It's you!
It's you!
Take me to your van!
Take me to your van, Tony!
Hey, Pope, bring some kids, Pope.
Angela!
Yeah, Angela, you couldn't provide.
You couldn't do it.
You and Mona can't do it like this creep with a podcast.
Fat life! Fat, eat fat! my next one's a little weird, though. I like camping out and hanging out inside of animal carcasses.
Oh, like DiCaprio was complaining about.
Yeah, like DiCaprio's new movie, his description of the animal carcasses basically got me a hard-on. I pitched a tent.
He slept inside animal carcasses?
Yeah, I didn't read the full story because I can't read.
No, you can't. We've established that you cannot read.
Yeah, I can't.
I didn't, but I could sum it up that basically it's another rich actor complaining about having to sleep in a carcass. We've already established what I would do for fucking $10 million for a movie or something.
There's nothing you really wouldn't do.
No, exactly.
Nothing you really wouldn't do.
But you know, it's just a change of pace for him being inside 19-year-olds. So.
Yeah, well, you know, what is a 19-year-old but a really discarded animal carcass? In my experience, being inside of an unexperienced 19-year-old is roughly the same. I don't know, you know, I might be misusing the word, the context of inside of. but in my experience, the two, you know, teen me...
is driving slowly around their community college. Is my interpretation of being inside a 19-year-old.
Teen me was experimenting with some animal carcasses when puberty hit me the first time, and it's not much far apart from being inside of a 19-year-old.
I regret puberty.
You didn't have much control over it. Do you regret puberty happening?
Yeah.
I regret those around me during puberty. Lots of people walked in on me masturbating, and I was not going to come up with excuses.
I don't know if I got walked in on.
I was not going to come up with excuses. Oh, I had an itch in my bed next to my Jessica Simpson poster for the past 30 minutes.
I got ran in on.
Yeah, ran in. I used to just try to do it in public and see if I could get away with it. In a car, like on family trips, like I like put a blanket over and like watch a porn DVD. Like, what are you doing? I'm just watching this DVD.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a pretty true story.
All right, I did it watching football once.
To the players?
No, but...
Oh, the Bears scored again.
No, it wasn't even a game. It was just a game that was on. It was like Tampa Bay Buccaneers and somebody, and I had an Afghan.
Yeah, into an Afghan. An Afghan that my great-grandmother, like, hand-sewed and passed down to my father.
Someday!
I was like, this is the pregnancy blanket. It's because girls get pregnant when they lay on it because it's full of my semen. Sorry, Grandma.
I was listening to a Louis C.K. bit about, you know, that men just need to, you know, fuck anything, basically.
Yeah, sometimes.
And it's such an animalistic impulse, and it sucks. I don't like it. Do you like it?
I don't like the impulse, but I like the act of it. I like fulfilling the desire.
Like, during the moment, and then afterwards, like, what have I done?
You're like, oh, God, I hate myself.
Where's the soap?
Yeah, please leave my apartment while I clean myself off.
It's like...
Please exit the premise.
Because what you want is like, wow, yo, that was great. I love you. Do you want to get brunch?
No, I don't want that.
You don't want that?
No. Well, I mean, do we mean, like, in my ideal or when I finish? And my perfect world is like, oh, and then, like, I'm up in your brain, and, like, it's fucking great. And now I'm up in your pussy, and it's even better. And then it's just like, ah, fuck, I'm going to leave. That's what I want. But I want, like, someone to hang around, sure. Yeah, make a brunch or,
like,
eat pizza and watch Netflix and watch me play Xbox.
Like, linger, hang around, or, like, want to be there?
No, like, want to be there. Like open. But that's the thing. It's like, I finish, and I got shit to do with my day sometimes. Not recently.
Yeah.
not this past week, but most of the time I got things going on. I'm like, shit, I gotta continue my life, and the fact that you are just naked in my bed right now, filled with my seed, it doesn't change that fact, but please be here when I get back. Enjoy the beverages in the fridge.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
But don't take the RC Cola. That's mine. Yeah. That's fucking mine.
Have any beverages you want, but there's one RC Cola.
I didn't swipe right on you for you to take my RC Cola.
I didn't bring you here to drink my RC Cola. I brought you here to swallow me.
Yeah.
But anything else with the Gatorade? I know you need you're low on electrolytes right now. If you need a refill and have a healthy
power. Well, you are.
We got Powerade.
They're just sitting there. They laid there because they're
just
like,
took it out.
Why did I... They're like, why did I go out?
Like, with this guy? Why did I agree to come over to this place?
Yeah, he took me to Rainforest Cafe, and then he fingered me for a little bit
at the Rainforest Cafe
and in the yeah. Uber. And then the Uber. I gave that bad sex, and now I can't drink some RC Cola.
All I want on this is a fucking RC Cola.
He looked like the kind of guy from his profile that would have an RC Cola,
but like to spare.
Yeah,
he said he worked at a financial asset place. I figured he had an RC Cola to spare.
But yeah,
just cheap
just gizzard. Another douchebag finance guy.
This cheap gizzard bastard only has one fucking RC Cola. I bet he's got... I'm going to drink it anyways.
Oh, piece of shit.
That's actually my test. If I come home and the RC Cola is still there, and they don't have to be, but if the RC Cola is, I know they're the one.
They're the one?
No, the RC Cola's not been there yet, though.
Do you think the one exists?
No. No.
What about
those maybe like
could be the one?
There is like, do I believe there's like one person in the world who's like everybody's soulmate, and they're like everybody's born with like a match from? No, there's not one person who is better for you or less worse off than anybody else. But I believe that there's like everybody has a one. It's not the one, but it's a one.
Everybody.
Yeah, there's so many people on the planet. That unless you're like not looking for actively looking for something, like you're a sociopath who doesn't feel emotion, yeah. Then there's probably a person out there who can make you happy and be happy with them for like 10 years minimum, enough to like have like a heartfelt, life shattering divorce.
Yes, and then end up playing Connect Four alone.
And what?
Playing Connect Four with yourself.
Oh, playing Connect. Yeah, I've never done that.
While you're like looking at your balanced checkbook with all the alimony checks in your life.
Now, well, yeah, that's a little bit fulfillment in itself, is having a balanced alimony checkbook.
It's like all I want at the moment, if I'm on a first date, which is like, you know,
oh look, here's some hairpins from my last philandering.
I'm are you the one that I'll have to eventually pay alimony to? When you realize what I'm really like.
When you realize what when this facade ends and you like are browsing through my computer and see my podcast files.
Yeah. This part of why I'm doing this, because you know, I
secretly get caught with it at a later date.
Yeah, I would go out and you get some looks and stuff. Like, yeah. I'm not blind to
You're
it.
You're a handsome guy.
I am a handsome guy, thank you.
You got some handsome looks.
I got handsome looks, but men. I don't notice it all the time. And part of the lack of the confidence about it would be like, I know what I am. I know they're...
Which is a monster.
Yeah, they're going to get like, they're going to get moderately attached.
Yeah.
Because I'm nice. I'm really nice to people. They're like, oh, I'm used to being treated like a shit kebab.
A shit kebab?
Can't drink RC Cola.
Who can't? I'm not allowed to have RC... And then I walk in and like snatch the RC, smack it out of their hands.
Yeah, like
if I can't have RC Cola, nobody can,
bitch. I'm the first guy that... like gives them RC Cola and wishes that he could really be the one for them
to provide them with RC Cola for the rest of their days.
Yeah, I'm like, do you want? You deserve happiness and a baby and a bunch of RC Colas and a baby bottle drinking full of RC Cola, and then have your breasts to eventually produce RC Cola. And like, so my mind jumps ahead to that instead of like, oh, that was good. I am so glad I went out for a couple of mediocre dates and had sex, and now I don't want anything anymore. I can't do that in good conscience. It eats me up. But I'm like the first one that's nice to him half the time. They like have an experience that it's like very apparent.
Mm-hmm. So they want to suck the RC Cola right out of you.
I just feel I have this ludicrous notion that they're all going to fall for me.
that every woman is attracted to you and every man wants to be you?
No, I don't know. Do you know any men that want to be me in this current juncture of my life?
I don't know a lot of men.
It's because you can't read and most men can read.
Yeah, most men are threatened by my lack of masculinity. My masculinity is lacking so profoundly that other men are like, I don't want to be around this guy. It might rub off on me, dude. My masculinity is, like, on average, compared to my friends, going to dwindle by hanging around this person.
Dude, my Netflix queue isn't even masculine.
I have a Hulu queue. That's it's how like masculine
you,
I am.
You might like Anne of Green Gables. Avonlea. Yes!
Yes! You're like, suggested for you is the new Netflix original season of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah, that heard that. People are excited about that. Are you going to be pretend to be excited about it so you can ask some random woman to Netflix and chill with you?
No, I'm not going to be like, well, maybe.
I'd be like,
oh, have you heard about the new season of Gilmore Girls? I'm like, I'm not into that. I'm like, oh, me neither,
you,
but.
Yeah, but have you heard? I just like to know if you're abreast of current situations.
Have you ever had, like, a Netflix and chill with someone to, like, an awkward movie?
Did I tell you my origin story?
No, probably. What's your origin story?
Or my origin story of returning
from LA?
Yeah.
What is it?
It involved, you know, hooking up with someone I shouldn't have or didn't really fully want to.
It's like 90% of women I've hooked up with.
Yeah. During watching DuckTales.
I think you did tell me that.
And like, she's like, do you want to watch a movie?
I was like, faster than a hurricane.
I was like, absolutely, I want to watch a movie.
Yeah,
because I'm like, no, I don't want to sleep with you. So I'm like, open this drawer, and I'm like, okay, what's the least sexy?
Is DuckTales a movie or is it a TV show?
Well, the TV show.
Okay.
I was like, what's the least sexy thing I can find? I was like, oh, DuckTales is serious. My favoriteest show growing up. That was like, there's no way I'll ruin this memory of my favorite childhood show. Mm-hmm. And we put it in 5 minutes in, and I just rolled over. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Wait, wasn't the goal not to do it?
Yeah.
Like, DuckTales put you in the mood?
No, I just...
You saw what was happening in Duckburg, and you're like, hey, they're in Duckburg. I'd like to take you to Fuckburg.
Magica E Magic is plotting something while I'm plotting inside someone I don't love. And I couldn't deal with it at the emotional consequences. I just started crying in the bathroom
after you ejaculated in her.
There was a
protective layer.
Yeah,
that's good. Everybody out there should always practice safe sex, because you don't want that latex that says you're late ex.
the safest sex is abstinence.
Yeah, that's true.
And the least,
if you have sex, you'll get pregnant before marriage. You'll get pregnant and die.
Yeah,
that's what Mean Girls taught us.
And the baby as well.
And the baby. The baby will also die.
Or it'll grow old enough for the neighbor just to eat it.
At the tender age of 8.
Mm-hmm. No, at the Tinder age of 8. They got that for kids now.
Tinder for kids?
It's called Kinder.
It's called Kinder?
Yeah.
Kindergarten. For the little ones.
I wish that was around.
That's
when
how
I was
play
in
dates
school.
Are happening now through Kinder.
Yeah, no, I would have, like, here's your little phone, and it makes, like, musical noises, but, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it's mildly educational, but also you can fucking make friends, because I didn't really have any.
I had a couple of friends. I needed the fucking. The most awkward movie I've ever Netflix and chilled to was Sharknado. The original, with Tara Reid in it. And whoever else. It was such a bad movie. We were watching it.
Of course.
And I almost forgot to have sex because I was so offended by how bad the movie was. Ended up moving to the bedroom over there. But didn't stop the movie from playing when we went over to bed. So it kept playing until the power went out halfway through coitus.
Your power to
both
continue?
But also the power of the home. Yeah, they were doing construction down the road here. And the lights went out, and the movie went off.
You're like, I'm just so in you right now that the power is off.
So I finished. A couple minutes later after, like, a laughing fit because the power went out. And, like, I go to the bathroom, and she, like, I'm pretty sure, like, in the middle of sex, she's like, starts texting her friends. I'm like, you'll never believe what just happened.
In the middle of it? That's
no, it was afterwards. It was afterwards. But I'm in the bathroom trying to, like, clean myself off with, like, my only clean towel. Trying to, like, wipe the jism off of myself, the various parts of my body it got on, in the dark. And I'm like, I think I missed a spot, but I can't see. and I've like got my phone flashlight on, like shining around myself. And I go back, and she's like texting her friend, like, "We just watched Sharknado and had sex, and the power went out.
It's so weird."
Her friend, who I had like also matched on Tinder at one point.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty great experience. That
did you follow through with the friend?
No, the friend was not worth it. I got the better end of that deal.
It'd be like, hey, we can go back in our time machine and go back to this.
We can split an RC cola. We can split an RC cola with this backyard orgy.
Would you do group sex?
No, probably not.
Nah.
No. I don't even like to have one-on-one sex most of the time.
Yeah, I hate it.
Just because But like, here's what in the group sex, it'd be like too much pressure. It's like, what if you're like the one guy who, you know, finishes first, and you got to go wait in the corner with your flaccid dick while, you know, and pull off the condom and throw it in the trash can, and then watch everybody else fuck your wife or whatever, you know.
Why has it got to be my wife?
Whoever you went with, you know, fuck the girl, you know, the girl you were just inside of is now getting a stick in from another guy who, like, is lasting way longer than you.
And he's
just
laughing at
and
you.
And you're just in the corner, like, sitting in a wicker chair.
Yeah.
You're sitting in a wicker chair.
And you're clutching the wicker, like, anxiously.
Yeah, you're like, come on, fluff yourself.
You're fidgeting, trying to fluff yourself, and you get
And you're like, come on, all the good holes are going to be taken up soon.
All you hear is just fidgety wicker, and then...
From a
somebody who's way better than you, just boop, 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 boop. Just grab that
and
wicker.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, fuck, this is it. This is it.
So this is what sex feels like.
Yeah. This is what sex for more than 3 minutes feels like.
Oh, this is good. I like
this. She's like, I hope that other guy's cum isn't splashing against your dick. And you're like, I bet it is. We're never going to know whose baby it is when it comes out.
And then it's yours.
And you gotta pay out money.
Yeah, it's the guy.
And you gotta pay child support.
No, it's yours. It's the guy who goes in for 3 minutes and then sits in the wicker.
And then the kid resents you, and he's like, I wish the other guy was my dad.
your name is just Mr. Wicker.
And then the woman ends up
can
marrying
we go
the
to
other
mall,
guy.
Mom? Yeah, Mr. Wicker just sent his check. Of course we can go to the mall.
And he's like, okay, I like fake daddy better. And fake daddy's a guy who was like giving it to you while you were in the
fake
wicker.
Daddy is.
Yeah. I like Go is Daddy better.
Yeah, Go Daddy.
I like Go Daddy.
So Mr. Wicker and Go Daddy.
Mr. Wicker and Go Daddy. Anyways, that's why I don't like orgies.
I don't think I'd have performance anxiety. I just think it would just be weird.
Yeah,
I mean, we've joked about orgies.
I also
like
feel like the kind of, you know, you have an image of an orgy. It's like all these beautiful people just like smashing their beautiful bodies together, making
their beautiful rich bodies.
Yeah, making a beautiful lump of human beings. It ends up just being like disgusting, shameless people who are all just people who the only people who have not enough shame to like plow in front of their friends and, you know, social circles.
In front of, like, this, just a bunch of guys.
I would do Bukkake, though.
Yeah?
Just a bunch of, no. I wouldn't. Because then it doesn't matter if you
What if it's on my Tony Danza cutout?
Tony Danza Bukkake?
Yeah.
When they get the cardboard gets soggy after them, after the first few loads, the head just starts to, like, dwindle and, like, seep off a little
You're
bit.
You're so
like,
bad, you'd be the Mr. Wicker of that.
Mr. Wicker of the Tony Danza Bukkake.
Yeah. Tony Dan's a cardboard cutout Bukkake, and you're like the first guy, and you just feel bad that you didn't last very long.
And you're like, oh, guys, can I push to the front here? Can I push to the front?
I think I can go again because I've been watching you guys.
I should have warmed up in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know why I warmed up in the car.
I meant van.
I warmed up in the van on the way over here. I was stroking myself, and I thought I would last much longer. I figured there's no way I could come to Tony Danza.
You actually had the Who's the Boss van, the actual one. You bought it, and you were so excited.
I'm on the waterbed in the van.
Yeah,
like,
you got this amazing opportunity to go to a Tony Danza Bukkake party, and you're the guy who pulls up in the van. You know,
and they're like, "Holy shit, this guy's here!"
Dun, 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 dun. That's the theme.
I don't know. I don't know well enough.
And it's going through your head as you're going up the driveway. You're like, oh yeah, this is the one. This is what's gonna happen.
And I'm like masturbating to the rhythm of the theme.
Yeah,
like,
in your pocket. You're playing pocket pool, going up to the door.
Yeah,
and the door's locked, and there's a note. You're like, no, just come on out back. And it comes spelled C-U-M. And you go and you open and unlatch the thing, and it's just a bunch of people kind of standing there.
Yeah.
And it hasn't begun yet. Because you're the guy who brought the Tony Danza cutout. And also...
So you're already like fully torqued. Already
also, it was just a regular barbecue that you got invited to that you hoped turned into a Tony Danza cardboard cutout.
And I'm already going to go over there and come next to the grill.
Just like the one time the thing that you wanted actually happens, and that you still became the Mr. Wicker.
They're like, this guy's been gunning for this Tony Danza Bukkake party for like years. Everybody's prepped for hours.
Yeah, and you become the Mr. Wicker. Tell anybody about it.
Why did you come so fast? Well, I've been jacking off and thinking about it.
Hey, way to go, Mr. Wicker.
Way to go, Mr. Wicker.
And one guy's grilling, he's just watching her people just going at this fucking cardboard cutout.
And he's like, it was a hot dog, it was a burger. How do you want your burgers cooked, guy? Oh, you're gonna tell me when you're done masturbating, that's cool.
And you're rocking back and forth in the wicker chair.
We go, what am I doing? I threw away my marriage for this. I threw away my marriage for this Tony Danza cutout. I miss my children.
The path you take and the road not taken.
Oh, God. Angela, take me back.
And then you take the wicker chair and you just steal it. And you run out the back still naked. And then you go into the van and you have to live in the van. And you sit in the wicker chair in the van and you watch VHS copies.
And then your friend sends you a cease and desist order where you have to return the wicker chair. This is the only possession I love anymore.
And then you can't read, we've established that you can't read, but you listen to Agatha Christie murder mysteries novels as read by the woman who played Mona.
And then I sit there and read The Boxcar Children.
In the Mr. Wicker chair.
Read The Boxcar Children. And I'm like, I remember a time when things were simpler.
See, this is the extended alternate 1985 that became our 2015.
That became our 20... can you imagine if Doc and Marty?
Yeah.
Is it Doc and Marty get to 2015 and there's some guy in a wicker chair like, trying to fluff himself back up?
Yeah,
and,
like...
People are jacking off.
Great Scott!
Great Scott! What have we done?
Yeah.
And they go back...
We gotta get that almanac!
And they're And their solution is from Back to the Future 3, they go back to the Wild West.
Yeah.
And he's like, we gotta prevent the invention of wicker. We can never allow the invention of wicker.
Great Scott, they're developing wicker.
Burn the first wicker,
I
man.
I found the exact day. At the exact time.
Wicker was discovered.
And they all sell wicker chairs in Twin Pines Mall.
And, like, in every wicker chair has, like, a Tony Danza as a spokesperson up front.
Yeah, this is the future they predicted. Yeah. They'd be like, there'd be these things called microphones, like, a microphone you can easily buy online so you can talk about weird shit and hope that something comes of it.
Hope that somebody out there is like, God, I use the guys as my Subway spokesman.
Yeah. I'm going on the metro to my important government job, and here I am listening to this.
God, I fucking hate my wife.
And he's thinking, am I Mr. Wicker too?
Am I Mr. Wicker? Here's the answer: if you have to question whether you are Mr. Wicker, and you've at least heard that this podcast exists, you are Mr. Wicker.
If you mow your own lawn, you're a Mr. Wicker.
Yeah, if you mow your own lawn. If you mow your own lawn while somebody else is giving your wife a trim, you're probably a Mr. Wicker.
Yeah, man.
If you're like, well, my wife has a gardener who comes over. I don't know why. I don't know why I have to be always be the guy who mows the lawn. The gardener gets to go have my lemonade.
We hired this service. We're paying for it.
And my wife is just inside screaming about the lemonade. oh, is she moaning?
She's always screaming.
She's moaning? I told her Mona. I think that's because I said Mona.
Her voice is always undulating.
She just has this aura of disdain. She just constantly seems like she should pick the wrong man.
There's also no gas in my lawnmower. Oh, I'm a wicker.
I'm a wicker. And the gardeners give it to my wife. Oh, it's got that Latin, fiery so Latin blood. It is
dark 2015, like, we're both Mr. Wickers.
I'm not a wicker. Well, I heard, I didn't read.
Yeah.
That the average, you know, male penis size is,
bigger than ours?
Is like 5.5 inches. But the average penis size of the man who Googles the average penis size is like 3.5 inches.
Right.
Bing. So Bing. Everybody's ever Googled average male penis size is probably a Mr. Wicker.
I Googled internet addiction.
And they came up with a help site? If you have to Google your internet addiction, is that pre-antithetical?
Yeah.
You can't, the internet addiction wasn't around in time of the almanacs.
No, and not Gray Sports Almanac either.
No, that almanac ruins lives. Yeah. Or enhances them if you're Biff.
No, the internet ruins lives.
Yeah, but a little bit of both.
It can.
It does a little bit of both.
So, Biff invented the internet.
Biff
in the alternate 1985, he found out the Biffernet. It's called the Biffernet.
The Biffernet. He, like, went and beat up Al Gore and invented the internet. That's the thing, though. They were coming from, what, the 80s, right?
Yeah.
The internet wasn't really a thing in their 2015. I'm sure it might have been. But,
Yeah, but that's, like, the not-so-bad 2015.
Like, do you think that's really what people thought the 2015 was going to be like in the 80s?
Yeah.
They didn't jump ahead. They jumped ahead 30 years. That's not that far.
Yeah, but, I mean, it had to be kind of... You know, there had to be sort of a sci-fi twist to it, right?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, theoretically, I'm just
really disappointed in our scientists, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you lazy fox.
You lazy fox. What are you doing?
Can you cure our problems?
Yeah.
And then do the flying cars thing.
And then do the cool. Yeah, if you could just get on that,
give us
that would be spectacular.
I mean, as messed up as I am, I want eternal lifespan. That would be pretty sweet.
That'd be a good
sign up for that.
I'd get right on that bandwagon.
Oh yeah. Let's set up super labs inside abandoned Radio Shacks.
What?
To develop all these things.
They said super labs in abandoned Radio
Shacks? Yeah, we need more scientists. If you're a kid and you're listening...
Go do science.
Yeah, go do science. Don't be a Mr. Wicker when you
don't talk. Don't be a Wicker. Be a science Wicker. Although, scientists, you know, they go to work and they, you know, are getting closer and closer to curing cancer. And then they go home and can't even stick it to their wives.
And then so they get less motivated to cure cancer.
Yeah,
and
they
watching Netflix like everyone else.
I want to cure male infidelity.
Yeah.
Or not infidelity, but how do I cure impotence?
They Google it.
Google how to cure impotence. Google's like, I haven't found it yet.
Yeah. Try Bing it.
Go Bing it. Nobody's discovered
it. Go Bing it, you wicker.
Nobody's discovered the impotence cure yet. Go on Bing, you wicker.
Also, I'm convinced that only people that watch football have erectile dysfunction.
How so?
Because that's where they advertise, though. You don't see it advertised during, like, network TV shows.
That's because, well, they might. I'm trying to think. A lot of the commercials I watch are actually geared towards impotence, too. So maybe I'm impotent.
You might be.
Maybe I will be impotent in the next 10 to 15 years, but they're predicting...
Probably.
I'll still be watching those same television channels.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, ugh, smiling Bob for a, Electra, whatever it was.
What? That's... What?
No, what's that one? It's a purple one. It's not Viagra, yeah.
Oh.
It's not Viagra, but it's something else.
Estrogen pill?
No. It's a male enhancement pill still.
Oh, like the ones you see in the fucking 7-Elevens?
No, it wasn't like horny...
Extends! Those ones?
Maybe it was Extends. It wasn't horny goat weed. It was like a legitimate one. I forget what it's called, though.
I was working on a script for a while, and it revolved around a guy that was selling those fake pills.
Fake?
And they were called Bone Aerosil. They're French.
Bone Aerosil.
Bone Aerosil. Yeah. So you can take some of those from my unfinished script.
I remember... I remember being a child and being on a family road trip, and I always knew if I used the bathroom at, like, you know, these random gas stations and truck stops, they always had these, like, dispensers, and they said sex toy dispensers, like sex dispensers. I was young enough to the point I didn't know what it meant.
And you thought I said Pez. And you just open your mouth.
I just take it all. No, but I, like, expected some kind of, like, sex thing to come out with, like, boobs on it or something. So I, like, saved up my quarters one road trip, put like 14 quarters in my pocket, and went and started paying, like, $1.75. Like, a couple condoms came out, but I think one of them had, like, a horny goat weed pill come out.
Oh, nice.
I know, dude, I was too scared to take it, so I got to my grandparents' house, and I took it and, like, put on the condom that I bought, and it was jacked off into the condom, and I was like, I wonder if it works. Is this me, or is it the pill?
No, is it getting hard yet?
Am I harder than usual?
I first found out you get boners when I was in the bathtub. I was a kid. I was like 6.
I don't remember how...
I remember just like flicking at it and like, what is this thing that will eventually ruin me?
You need nothing that would ruin you.
I had an inkling.
I had an idea. I remember the first time I masturbated, though, was in the bathtub of my stepfather's mother's house. It was my step-grandmother's house. And it was, like, summer vacation. Like, it was on the lake. We just got out of the hot tub or something. And I had gone to some camp or something where there's some older kids there.
Yeah.
And they would make masturbation jokes. And they would use, like, you know, and, like, pantomime it. But I didn't know what it was. So I got home, and I was like, everybody's talking about this. I'm just going to do this thing in this bathtub. And did it. And I remember just thinking, like, oh, what is this, what is this fucking pearly bead shit that just came out? What the fuck is that?
And what does it taste like?
And I trying to poke it. And it was just floating in the bath water. Because I was in the bath, not the shower. And just floating in the bath water. So I like ran more water and like got rid of it. I was like, I feel dirty now.
But first you realize,
what have I done? I've soiled myself.
First you realize it took the shape of Mary. Virgin Mary. It's like,
took a picture of my Polaroid.
Yeah. Yeah, you still got that Polaroid? You gonna show me after this, Wicker Man?
See the Virgin Mary in my semen?
Yeah.
No, I got rid of it a while ago. I lost it in the fire.
Yeah, it was the same woman that said she was gonna eat those children. She's an arsonist as well.
She started a fire.
We got some therapist like, numbers for her.
She
I should hook her up.
She's an arsonist and a Satanist. She's like, this is not the Virgin Mary. All hail to Lucifer.
This episode is sponsored by the concept of more people studying psychology so that there can be more people to treat people like us.
And extends.
It's also brought to you by Extends.
Yeah, brought to you by Extends. Speaking of awkward religious moments.
Oh, yeah. This was weird. Yeah, this is more proof of that we're in the extended.
We were having lunch at Chipotle today, as one does when you want to make bad choices, but feel like you're making a slightly better choice.
Yeah, this is healthy.
Would you guys vote the healthiest fast food restaurant? Yeah. But that's like being like the fastest midget. It's like being the fastest midget. Like you're faster than
There's a midget Usain Bolt out there that's probably faster than me. I'm pretty quick. Yeah.
You think there's a Is it physically possible? Like we're not talking like some Special Olympics.
All right,
shit.
I'm fast. Like, okay,
you're pretty quick.
Like I'm still virtually unguardable on a deep route.
That being said, are little people allowed to be in the Special Olympics?
No, because they're not that special.
They're not as special. So you think it has to be a mental handicap? You can be a physical handicap.
It's usually a physical.
I think there's different, maybe different types of Special Olympics, where like there's some that are like for like people who are you know paraplegics or quadriplegics or whatever.
Yeah.
I would assume they compete differently than the mentally handicapped Special Olympics.
Right.
So or it could just be like, oh, the quadriplegics are really cleaning up this year with the blind people. And then there's like the midget team.
Because
they're sorted by team that way.
The blind people start running the wrong way. They were crushing it, but they were running the wrong way.
they were just really sprinting.
They're cruising.
Back. Yeah, the beeping robot malfunctioned and went backwards. And they ran the wrong direction.
Yeah,
that's how it works. It's a beeping robot.
But there's really fast midgets out there, so you're mistaken.
Like there's definitely someone. There's some midget out there that could guard me on a deep route in flag football. There's got to be at least one.
I feel like that's not true. I feel like I could outrun 99% of midgets.
That might be true, but there's...
But I'm not that quick, though. I'm, like, average or below average speed.
Below average. No, you're not below average speed.
I'm like definitely at least average speed. You've seen me run the bases in kickball.
That's true. Yeah, and
below average.
And you finish early, so you're quick.
I'm definitely above average in finishing speed on the Bukkake parties. That is for sure. What I lack in physical prowess, I will make up for in coming fast.
Bukkake barbecues, man.
Bukkake barbecues.
That were unplanned.
You guys want a hot dog or a hamburger?
Spontaneous Bukkake barbecues.
You just hamburger. Just can't seem to look at any more hot dogs. I don't blame you. Anyways, back to the religious thing.
Yeah.
At Chipotle, I'll let you tell it.
All right, so we're at Chipotle eating and brainstorming, coming up with nothing.
Eating on a
talking about table. Our shattered feelings.
Yeah.
And you look out in the street and you see a guy that appeared to be baptizing his child or someone else's
and
child.
He's wearing a backpack. Whole Foods.
He's got a Whole Foods smock on and he appeared to be baptizing a child in the middle of the street.
Rubbing his thumb across his forehead. Like in the middle of the street. Like not even like, I feel like at most that the least safe place to do it should be a sidewalk.
Yeah.
A publicly, you know, busy kind of rush hour-y sidewalk. This is where cars are passing by on
either
side.
Yeah, you could get hit. Like, imagine
staying
like,
there with his family.
So I just got baptized. Sweet, I'm good to go. And then you get run over right after. Good timing.
And it's like, oh, well, God. And he's like, no, well, see, that wasn't a real baptism.
Yeah.
Because there was no holy water. You were just licking your thumb and rubbing
it. I'm a fraud.
Some guy just licked his thumb and his Whole Foods smock and ran it across your forehead.
I'm actually doing opposition research for Giant Foods.
Oppo research,
yeah,
on Giant Foods,
yeah, man. So I just give out Whole Food smock baptisms in busy semi-suburban streets.
Gosh, man, I love Chipotle though.
It was good.
Yeah, I would watch a million street baptisms if it meant I could eat more Chipotle.
I felt more holy by watching this
the street baptism.
Yeah, there should be more street baptisms because it's a leap of faith, ultimately, right? It's faith in something greater
it's
than
something.
Yourself.
Yeah.
And so, having the faith to not get run over by a car.
Well, during mid-baptism.
Yeah.
It's like extreme baptisms. It's like a Nitro Circus baptism.
I think we need to pitch that.
Like
as a reality
Bam
show.
Margera and Steve-O are going to be out there and fucking be like, ugh, you know what? We're going to jump out of the plane without a parachute and baptize halfway down.
Skydiving baptism.
See what happens. And they end up dying, but.
Yeah.
Steve-O got arrested recently, too. He was protesting SeaWorld. So he climbed up on top of one of these big cranes in L.A. or something and was waving around a giant inflatable orca whale.
Oh,
protesting
nice.
SeaWorld, yeah.
And then he wasn't having sex with it?
Not on camera. That was before he blew it up.
You gotta finish first.
Yeah, finish first. And you gotta have, you know, because you all the huffing and puffing afterwards, you can use the air to blow up the orca whale. But then
what happened? Sorry.
He got arrested because, like, people thought he was trying to kill himself. They thought it was, like, a suicide attempt.
Oh, shit.
So, but he got publicity for it. He was, like, broadcasting from jail, saying, like, oh, getting the message out there. Yeah, SeaWorld's bad.
Eventually, we will podcast from jail for sure. When we try our own street baptism.
Our own street in the middle of an interstate.
With
like
Tony,
naked.
Yeah, but
like,
we're with
a Tony Danza cutout. Like
we're baptizing the Tony Danza cutout.
With our sperm. Because
he's lived in sin.
We're like, oh, Tony, I'll bring the sin on, but then forge it in fire.
I'll wash it off. Oh, fuck, I forgot the smock.
I'm naked, though.
I got a Safeway smog. Does it still count? And I'm naked underneath it. Yeah, it's good. He's Episcopalian anyways. Yeah. It's fine.
He's any smock will do.
Yeah.
As long as it's black. Is it a black smock?
It's gotta be black.
It's gotta be a black smock. I don't know who this third gentleman is yelling at us about the color of the smock.
It was the guy in the Audi.
The guy in the Audi, yeah. Who actively swerved to hit the guy performing the street
baptism. Yeah, he narrowly missed him.
Some old...
And then we got stuck behind him, or in front of him.
Stuck
behind him.
He was honking at us.
Yeah, he was honking at us. That guy's deranged.
Yeah, what a jackass. It's because he's racist.
Yeah,
But you have to be racist to drive an A6 with a convertible.
He's also an atheist. He's a
Satanist.
He's a wraithiest.
A wraithiest?
Yeah. That's when you're an atheist racist.
A racist atheist.
Yeah.
Wraithiest.
A wraithiest, man.
Better than a rapiest.
That's true.
Yeah, way better.
But you don't know. He might have been that, too.
He could have been that. I don't want to get into that, but...
I went to church, actually, last weekend.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm.
For just, you know, just to observe, or...
Like, was I auditing it? To see if
they
it?
Noticed, yeah. What was the purpose, or...
Oh, just to go with my dad, keep him company for that.
Keep him company?
Yeah.
Just in case God wasn't enough?
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, it's a good experience to do anything with someone else, and...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Did you get baptized?
No, because there was no Chipotle around.
That's I'm true. Got,
I've been baptized.
You got it? Oh, because you're Catholic, right?
I mean, I grew up with the sacraments and all that.
You didn't have enough shame, so you...
Yeah, no, the guilt.
Yeah, the guilt. Did you give, did you go and give a confession?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
But it was back before, like, I had anything
no, to I mean, confess. No, I mean recently, like in his last trip, last week, did you go give confession?
No, that's on a different day.
Oh, confession's on a
different day. I should, because it's free, and this therapy is getting expensive.
Use the yeah, and 50 Hail Marys for eternal salvation is way easier than like putting in the legwork for recovering from mental illness.
Exactly, and like they just write stuff down, but then they don't like come back to it.
Mm-hmm. The therapist,
yeah,
they can just.
Does that happen to you?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, it's all or always in my last my session with like, oh, we should definitely explore this more. I'll wait till like the last 5 minutes to be like. Oh, yeah, like, and on top of all this stuff, I'm feeling my, like, emotions, also, like, I think I was abused as a child, but that's probably not related. She's like, we should definitely dive into that more in your next session, and I was like...
She doesn't bring it up,
because
it's a repressed memory, and then, so what's going on? I'm like, I need love, or, like, yeah. I'm not sure.
I feel unsure of myself and my decisions.
What does this text mean?
What is this text from this... Am I in a relationship, or am I going on friend dates?
Right, and you're in an infinite loop. And then they're like, cha-ching, we got a real winner here.
Yeah, this guy's going to pay for my vacation to the Bahamas. My ungrateful family. This guy's going to pay for my therapy sessions that I need after listening to his bullshit.
One of my guys has a Porsche. And I think this might violate ethics, but I gave him a ride later to the dealership to pick it up when it was broken.
You gave your therapist a ride to the Porsche dealership?
Yeah.
Did he ask for it?
He's like, hey man, thanks so much for the $140 or whatever.
Yeah, he gave...
Can I get a ride?
He gave me $20.
Did he give you a $20 discount?
It's because I'm an Uber. It's because I drove for Uber for a while. I think. Maybe I'm just a sucker. Maybe I'm not sick, actually.
He just needed a ride? A cheap ride to the Porsche dealership?
You know, this has been a lot. This has been very clarifying for me.
You learned a lot about yourself today?
I think so.
Are there any other stories in the news?
Oh, shit.
Anything exciting?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, time travel is...
Lamar Odom? That's
yeah.
The guy who ran the brothel is demanding he pays his $75,000 bill.
Well,
let's wait till he can stand first.
It was the Cat House one that they showed on these reality shows, which is kind of ironic that, you know, Kardashians had a reality show, and so someone that
one was of on
married, yeah, ends up going to this famous whorehouse. Well, they're
thinking about, I saw an interesting post, like, the Kardashians are real man-eaters. It's like, you got, was it Scott or whatever was married?
Well, they certainly ate off Bruce. That's what happened to his penis, actually.
You see what happened? Bruce is now Caitlyn Jenner, is that?
Yeah.
You've got Scott, who's, like, suffering with alcoholism and depression.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom, this happened to him. You know, he went through this whole thing. One of their brothers, you know, suffers with, like, body positivity issues, and he, you know, suffers with depression because of that, and then alcohol and drug abuse. The men in that family are just getting shit on. So what's going to happen to Kanye?
What do you think will happen to Kanye? I mean, it's this dark alternate.
I think he just avoids them enough where he's like, I'm not going to fucking get involved with this family. I'm just leaving this situation.
He just wanted famous babies, right?
I think he just wanted, like, famous ass. He wanted to, like, wanted to see what the whole Ray J fuss was about.
It must be good.
I gotta imagine she's, like, hot enough that it's not. She's like, yeah, I like have this like mediocre body that like people think is attractive. I'll just lay here and you do your thing. And then Kanye's like, oh fuck yeah, I'm the best. I can perform enough for both of us. Oh shit!
The beat to Black Skin Ants playing in his head.
He probably fucks to his own music. He fucks to Stronger.
Yeah.
He just gets off to Stronger.
And he hires two guys off Craigslist to wear the Daft Punk helmets. And beat off.
And then watch him and he beats off. I've actually never had sex with music on, but if I did, it would be to a melody of Disney songs. Let's get down to business.
Mine was A Whole New World. That would lead it off.
You gotta start off with some impressive stuff. I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be a man.
As a coursing river.
Oh, that's
a
coursing river. But that's from Mulan. Yeah. Do you have identity crisis?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That's why I masturbate to Caitlyn Jenner in transgender porn.
There's nothing wrong with watching transgender porn.
Chicks with dicks.
Yeah, I have not watched a clip or a video of that nature for probably somewhere between a year or more.
I might have a light porn addiction.
What is a light porn addiction?
It's like when I'm not doing anything else, I just masturbate out of boredom. It's like I'll be like sitting here watching like Hulu or Netflix or something, and I'll be like, God, I know I masturbated like 30 minutes ago, but I can fit another one in. I feel like watching porn right now. I want it.
Right. Penis is really nice.
Or like scrolling through Facebook, be like, oh, that girl's hot. I want to watch porn now.
Whose life has been improved by penises?
Every child ever born.
Not all of them.
At least had life. No, but at least had life because
of it. Yeah, they had a shot.
They had a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
A chance at nothingness.
Shot to the heart. And you're too late.
I don't know. Okay, any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. So you mentioned the news. I think I saw something. There's some study that cheese is as addictive as other drugs.
Oh, yeah. I actually don't like cheese that much.
Me neither, because we're in recovery. I'm in recovery.
But I was lactose intolerant as a child, so never developed a taste for cheese.
I thought you were lactose intolerant.
Yeah, well, I was raised to be that, but the lactose intolerant was hereditary. I guess so was the lactose intolerance.
You're a Raytheist. Cheese is as addictive as drugs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people seem to like cheese a lot.
When my cousin turned 25, we were all drunk, and she chased me around her apartment.
On cheese.
Eat the cheese! Eat the cheese! And I submitted. I ate the cheese. Does that make me a submissive?
You're submissive, yeah. Then you go out and you're like, she's like, eat the cheese. So now when you go to like, rub whipped cream cheese all over me.
Yeah, you wicker.
Cream cheese me, you fucking wicker. okay. Lick it off. Lick it off my navel. You're like, I don't even like the flavor.
I can't find your navel.
Where's the navel? There's too much
cream. 1 out of 12 men have no navel.
There's too much cellulite with the cream cheese.
I'm recessive, can't you tell? Have you listened to me?
I have wormy jeans.
They're ripped. They're ripped wormy jeans.
Ripped wormy jeans.
Yeah.
Talk about faded, genetics.
Faded, ripped, faded, wormy jeans.
Faded genetics.
There was the shoppers camping out days in advance of new Michael Jordan shoe store opening.
It's a store opening?
Yeah.
So is he like breaking off from Nikes?
I don't know, but why? Like, people are camping out for this shit?
People love sneakers, man.
I mean, there's refugee camps. They're simulating refugee camps to buy some fucking sneakers.
That's the beauty of capitalism. We just love to when you're in an over wealthy capitalist society, people can have the luxury of like acting like poor people.
That's true. That is quite a luxury.
We go camping. And we like for fun in this country, but that's what most of the known world calls living.
Yeah, camping,
that's
just how they survive. Camping fucking sucks. I don't know how to build fires and eat.
I can pitch a tent though.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, there's a fucking bear. Then you die.
And then you die to the bear.
I don't. I'm despite my problems. I have the self-preservation gene that's like, nope, there could be a bear. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a risk. That's an unnecessary risk. Like, you would never see me skydiving. That would be crazy.
I would skydive. I wouldn't camp because I'd fucking hate it, but...
I'd skydive with a tent as a parachute. That's a real wicker move.
The tent is your parachute. And you're like, this, if I die in this tent, how I wanted to go.
Women strip naked to win iPhone.
Women are stripped naked for less.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
I can't be mad.
Way less.
Yeah, for, like, literally nickels.
But they allowed themselves to be filmed stripping naked in the middle.
Are they attractive?
Let's see. Are they attractive?
In the middle of what? No.
A Russian nightclub to win an iPhone, and it isn't even a new model. All right, so I get like hand. I got a hand-me-down phone, and these.
Your BlackBerry?
Yeah, I'm looking at this on a BlackBerry. I can't tell if they're attractive. It put it binary yeah. 0 or 1. I mean, they're willing, so maybe that's a 1.
0. I probably would.
Are you going 0 on this?
0.
At one point, the MC pulled away the underwear from one of the women. What the fuck, man? What is wrong with this world?
What does MC stand for?
Medium level creep, apparently. No, MC is like the guy
for
with the microphone.
For a phone released in 2013.
We're technically MCs right now.
Okay.
Someone,
mic
we were,
controllers.
If we were addressing a crowd.
Okay. We're addressing
yo, yo,
both
yo.
Of you.
Yeah. Both listeners. We're down both to two listeners total.
Total. Two listens.
One's in Bulgaria.
The other one's us combined on one computer.
Yeah. No, and also we found another listener who's actually... Every time they're in Antarctica on a solo project, and when they finish masturbating, they listen to us.
Or before, to get them in the mood.
While making a peanut butter sandwich, and it takes them 45 minutes to make a peanut butter sandwich.
Because you just when you're in Antarctica, you gotta fuck anything you can get. You
Antarctic research is exhausting. So they did this for an iPhone 5S,
which came out in September 2013.
Yeah, that's like Girls Gone Practical, not Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, girls gonna want to do it for a t-shirt.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, I'm young and this won't come back to haunt me."
You scared the dog.
It's a damn dog.
I thought we ate that dog.
God.
We gotta go kill it.
Alright, we're gonna go kill this goddamn dog again.
Alright, we're gonna go eat this dog. It's his spawn. Alright, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.